So in the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews and in the responsorial psalm, we had mention of a person, of a man named Melchizedek, whose name means King of Salem, which means King of Peace. And he's an interesting character, and we don't know much about him. He kind of just appears, although it's believed that his dad was Noah. So we know the story of Noah's ark and the animals, and that Noah survived, and from Noah, the new creation came. And so one of Noah's sons, we believe, was Melchizedek. And so Melchizedek had a relationship with Abraham, the father of our faith. So we can see in the scriptures this lineage, our connection that goes all the way back. You know, see, these are real stories about real people that really affect our life. And what's interesting is that he gave an offering to Abraham of bread and wine, the very same offering that we have at Mass every day. And in response to that, Abraham gave him 10%, a tithe, returning favor for the offering. But it's that Melchizedek is the model for Jesus, who is the model of all priests. So just like Melchizedek offered bread and wine, your priest, me, Father Prabhu, and every other priest, we stand with Jesus making an offering. But not just bread and wine, because after the prayers of consecration, that bread and wine turn into the body and blood of Jesus. And just like on the cross, that's where Jesus offered his whole being, everything he had. He offered that to the Father. So the priest stands in the place of Jesus making that same offering. And like on Sunday Mass when we bring the gifts up, or on daily Mass when we prepare the altar, that's your opportunity. That's the time for each one of you to offer yourself to Jesus. All of your prayers, all of your fears, all the good, all the bad, everything that you've done today, everything that you want to do, you give it to Jesus. And it means you give it to me so that I can give it to the Father. So this person of Melchizedek is very important for us and our understanding of the priesthood and making an offering. And so then now we can look at the gospel. So we're in Mark's gospel. It's a short gospel, so a lot happens. So all of the life of Jesus is just in 16 short chapters, and there's a lot going on. And these last few days that we've been hearing, Jesus is kind of in a confrontation with the Pharisees. And so today it says that they watched Jesus closely to see what he would do, because they were trying to find something wrong with him. Because they thought Jesus was their enemy. And so we can think about our own life. Do we sometimes look at our classmates to try to find things that are wrong with them? Do we try to pick at them so that we can make ourselves better than other people? This is what was happening in the life of Jesus. Jesus was the one who was being picked on. Jesus is the one who was being looked at to find what was wrong with him. So if that's ever happened to you, then you have a friend in Jesus, because he received the same treatment. But if you, those of you who came to Mass on Sunday, you heard in the gospel, John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God," which is the same words the priest says during Mass. When I hold up the consecrated host, I say, "Behold the Lamb of God," which means to look, but not just look at it, but to really, like with our eyes, bring it into our heart. So that's what we're supposed to do. We look with love. We look with a desire to understand. They were looking at Jesus to criticize, to tear him down. We can call them a bully. They were not looking at Jesus the way that we're supposed to look at Jesus. But then it says Jesus looked at them, and he was upset because they were not doing the right thing. And so maybe we can look at our own self. Don't we sometimes get upset when things don't go our way? Don't we sometimes get angry? Don't we sometimes get sad? Jesus had these same emotions. But what's important for us as we read the rest of this story is, what did Jesus do with those negative emotions? He used them for good. Normally, if I get mad or if I get upset, I want to fight back. I want to say something to hurt someone's feelings, or I want to make sure that I'm right. Jesus didn't do that. Jesus teaches us that even when we have bad feelings, negative feelings, we can still do good. And that's what he did. He called that man who had a withered hand. Maybe we can just, and today we would say he had special needs. And Jesus healed him. Jesus brought him from what was a not good place to a very good place. And that's what Jesus does, wants to do for each one of you, for each one of us. So maybe we don't have a withered hand. Maybe we don't have special needs. But maybe we know that we're broken on the inside. Maybe we've committed some sins and we feel guilty. We feel ashamed. The gospel today tells us Jesus wants to heal that. He wants to bring us to life. Because Jesus called the man forward. He said, come up here. And that's the very same words that he uses when Lazarus was dead in the tomb, when he said, come out. It's the very same words that's used to describe the resurrection of Jesus from the tomb. And this is what we believe about Jesus more than anything, that he brings us to life. So no one here is dead, but are we all fully alive? Are there parts of us that we know that need to be changed? Are there parts of us that we know we need to bring to Jesus so that he can heal us? The gospel today tells us this is what he wants to do. And so we have to pray for faith. When you're baptized, Jesus gave you the seed of faith. Just like you plant seeds in your class and you watch it grow, Jesus gave you that seed of faith. And by being virtuous, by being obedient, that seed of faith begins to grow, which makes it easy to believe what Jesus says. Because there's lots of people who lie to us about what is good and what is true, and what is beautiful. And so we need the eyes to behold Jesus. We need the eyes to behold the truth of the scriptures so that we don't get distracted and begin to look at the wrong things, hoping that they will give us life. Because we know that life is only found in Jesus. So just like he called the man forward, he calls out to each one of you. He says, come to me and let me heal you. Let me make you whole. Let me give you life. And then just like Melchizedek from the first reading, when we receive that gift of life, even if we don't feel it completely, once we know that this is true, then we can give ourselves to Jesus a little bit more. And say, help me, Lord. Jesus, help me to give my life to you. Because Melchizedek is that first priest. And so I am, in the person of Jesus, following Melchizedek. Some of you young men will be called to the priesthood. No doubt. How many and who, I don't know, but some of you will be. And so you need the eyes of faith and the ear to hear God's calling. And then some of you are called to married life. Some of you girls will be called to be nuns. Do you have enough faith to believe that God wants that from you? And are you willing to let him call you? Come here. Come to me. This is Jesus' call all the time. He says, come to me. I will make you whole. Come to me, and I will give you life. Amen.